Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
You make loving you easy. You make loving you.
Hello?
Hello, Maria?
Yes.
Hey, how are you? This is Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I caught you the other day. I think you're in a meeting and
Give me one second, Dennis. I wanna pull up your last email. Oh, okay.
My last one, gosh.
It was around the 6th. Okay. Yes. How can I help you, Dennis?
Well, actually, to reiterate, I did a couple loans for JC Refrigerated for you guys last year, one in July, one in September, and I was talking with Edgar. I guess he's no longer there, but just trying to get a relationship set up with you guys. I understand that you have a few go-to banks that you go to now. Obviously, I'd like to get some more of your business. So.
No, that's fine. What FICOs do you guys normally look at?
I mean, I've had people with a 510 before get approved. We look at a lot of other things. We've been doing this for about 15 years, so we'll look at comparable debt. Sometimes, you know, if someone has a poor credit score, it doesn't mean that they haven't done financing like this in the past and actually paid it off. So if they're buying, if they're buying a $25,000 vehicle, then
what is the most you guys lend?
Sky's really the limit. I mean, usually under $150,000, we can go low documentation. I mean, all we need is the application, 3 months of bank statements, and an invoice from you. But we give over $250,000. Yeah, we've had some really, really large ones before. I think one reps did one for almost $1 million. It was a conveyor belt type thing for a company that broke down tires into smaller pieces of rubber. For example, so I mean, there's really no real limit, but as far as documentation wise goes, it just for a fast, quick turnaround, usually 150, we can go low documentation, like I said, just, you know, bank statements and an invoice and an application. And really, we don't even need an application. I mean, the signed loan documents are suffice when it's all said and done for legal documentation. So, but okay. Yeah, I just had a guy with a. Can I give an example? I just got an approval this morning. It was a pretty small piece of equipment. It was only for around $14,800. It was a reefer trailer. And the guy had a 598, but he had zero credit. I mean, he's born in 68, but he had, I think he had five trade lines. And one of those was a mortgage. It was in Texas. His mortgage was only $44,000. Everything else was just small little $1,500 lines of credit, and he got approved. So, and I was actually a little shocked, but... But no, we're pretty lenient. I mean, our A credit paper is really good. We're not going to beat some of the larger banks, like, you know, Wells Fargo is pretty hard to compete with.
What does your guys' interest look like?
It's theirs was high, but it was obviously there was a startup company as well. But for people that have good credit, you know, in the ballpark, it's going to be anywhere from, like, you know, 5% to maybe 8% in that ballpark there. Sometimes you get 9%. We do syndicate through a few other companies as well. If someone has a niche program or something like that, that'll get a better rate for clients. That's our goal, is to try to give them the best loan up front so they come back to us, and obviously back to you guys as well.
Of course.
But
what about, like, deep paper stuff?
What's that now?
What about your lower, like, FICOs? What do you guys look at? I mean, what's kind of the highest interest you guys go? You know?
I mean, I've seen 35% before on a startup with really bad credit. That was just on the initial approval, but but, you know, we're not gonna give that loan to anyone unless we have to, of course. But,
and then, as far as down payment, what do you guys usually ask? Like, is it a certain percentage?
No, just the first and last usually. That's not in all cases. Just use the first and last. That goes towards the loan. And that's that, really. I mean, that's pretty common to get first and last, but it's just really to show us that the client has skin in the game and show you as well. And then that payment actually goes towards the loan itself, so they don't have to make their first payment or their last. We have other options, too, like a dollar buyout. We have term residuals. I just do an equipment finance agreement, so they own the equipment. You know, as soon as they pay it off.
Most of them just prefer the equipment finance agreement.
Right.
And then, do you guys have prepayment penalties?
No, they can pay it off early. It's it is a lease, you know, in most cases, so there isn't a huge benefit to paying it off early. There is, I think, around...
Wait, so all of yours are leases?
Well, not in all cases. If a customer has extremely good credit, you know, we'll give them a traditional loan and they can pay it off early and be interest forgiven and things of that nature. But for the most cases, okay, for your average customer, it's an equipment finance agreement.
And then, I mean, is there like a buyout at the end of that?
No, no, not at all. It'd just be as soon as they pay it off, they will send out the title to them.
Okay. All right. Well, let me look through my deals here and see if there's anything I can send your way. And then maybe we can do like, you know, a tester, see how that goes.
Yeah, that works. Everything worked out well with JC Refrigerated. And for example, the guy that was going to prove this morning, it was the same sort of situation. They're it's Utility Trailers of Dallas. They've got a bunch of them all over the nation. But yeah, they were pretty happy to get that guy approved. So.
Okay.
But yeah, just keep me in the loop, and I'll do the same for sure.
All right. Thank you so much, Dennis.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.